DW.
A French lesson with 71 students in a classroom in Tivaouane. The pupils recite the alphabet as a group and then individually. There are no chairs or tables here, so the students have to kneel or crouch on the floor, or they stand during the lessons. The youngest student here is 5 years old, the oldest 19. There is only one teacher for all of them, and he's trying to teach them the basics of the French language. Until 3 years ago, this school only taught the Quran, but now there are also lessons in French and math. That's completely new for the students here, says teacher Moussa Sadambe. The 34-year-old teacher only received a few months of training on pedagogics and teaching methodology himself. But that means he has more teaching qualifications than most of those who usually teach at Quran schools.
We are here to teach them math and French so they can navigate modern society and learn how to work with computers.
But so far, the school hasn't been able to afford any computers. And only 8 out of 63 lessons are classes in French and math. The rest of the curriculum is dedicated to the Quran. Students like 16-year-old Mansour know how important it is to speak French.
If you don't speak French in Senegal and if you can't read, it's going to be difficult to get by in Senegal.
That's why 16-year-old Mansour really wants to learn French. He's working hard to make sure he's not wasting this chance. Like many of the other boys here, he sleeps at the school. Mansour shares a thin mattress with other pupils. In the classroom next door, the pupils are learning math. Two girls are also participating in the class. They live at home with their parents outside the school. The 45 boys and two girls also sit on the floor while teacher Omar gives them tasks they need to solve. They write down their calculations on slates. Teacher Omar then asks them what their results are, one by one. The students are excited, eager, and interested in learning. Outside the classroom, some of the children's mothers have prepared lunch for the more than 250 students. One of them is Aissatou Guiye, who heads the Parents' Association.
We first and foremost need tables and benches in the classrooms. And we need more mattresses for the boys to sleep on. The conditions here are really difficult.
In this school in Tivaouane, students, parents and teachers have to fight for education every day. And it's going to be a long battle. DW.